The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his select from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches become tender and sprout leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. God is good.
All the time.
So welcome to the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. It's the second to last Sunday in Ordinary Time. Next Sunday was going to be the 34th Sunday, which we call the Feast of Christ the King. But this Sunday has no special name, as we see that it deals with the end times. One might want to call it Gloom and Doom Sunday, since it deals with the end of the world as Jesus describes it to his disciples. Neil deGrasse Tyson, a famous astronomer, tells us that in 50 billion years from now, the sun will have enlarged so big that it will engulf the first four planets of our solar system: Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. That's science. It's also the end of the world, but we won't be around 50 billion years from now to experience it. Instead, we are in the here and now. So why do you think Jesus would present this rendition of the end of the world? Well, mainly because his disciples asked him about it, but also because he is setting the scene and preparing them for his second coming. And as we see in the Creed, he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And like science, we don't question that fact. And just as we are plunged into the darkness of the end times, we see indicated in his discourse the reflection of the fig tree and how it gives us new life. So we can expect new life in the second coming of Christ as well. Hope. That is what Jesus is trying to instill in them. Have hope that they and we will be saved. But upon my personal reflection on the gospel, I went in a different direction. Instead, I started to dwell on my own times, my own end times. As we get in our years, we start to reflect on what life has meant, what gifts we have received, and how well we have used them, and how well we've lived those precious years gifted to us by God. What are the advantages of growing older? What are the new buds in my life, in our lives, that are the rewards of advanced years? I thought of many gifts, but zeroed in on two great gifts. And we all receive our advanced years, and I felt they were most valuable. These gifts I wish to share with you today. These gifts are wisdom and miracles. The older we get, the wiser we get. As we get old and we get well. Most of us, anyway. But when all is said and done, we gain wisdom through life experiences. It is not something that is taught. It is not something that we can study for. Bottom line, wisdom comes from applying all the knowledge we have accumulated and pairing it with our actual life experiences. In my early years of prayer, my prayer would be, I find the courage to change the world. In my middle years, prayer changed for me. How can I change all those around me? But then, in my later years, my prayer changed again. And it is, how can I change myself to make myself better? If I had the wisdom to pray this prayer first time in the first early years, I might be a totally different person than I am today. Wisdom grows in us as we grow older. We are better equipped to recognize the ebb and flow of life. We learn to think before we speak. We learn to consult before we act. We learn to push forward, and we learn when to hold back. Wisdom grows in us as we grow older. And we learn from the Alcoholics Anonymous prayer, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the thing I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Just as wisdom grows with age, so do miracles. Now, I know when you hear the word miracle, you immediately think of the wondrous deeds that Jesus performed when he walked on earth. But I'm not talking about those miracles. I'm speaking of the everyday miracles that we all have had in our lives. A miracle of our life itself will be the first of one that we think of. Then there are all the little miracles that brought us here to the here and now. I reflect on the miracle of how my mother raised two little boys after my father passed away when we were just little. I reflect on the miracle of the gift of my Catholic education that brought me here today. I reflect on the miracle of getting through college. That was a biggie. Getting married. That was a biggie. And becoming the father to two beautiful daughters and a son. And I reflect on the miracle of my ministry, a direction that only God could have made possible. These are just a few of the miracles that I can reflect on, and there are many, many more, too numerous to mention here. Bottom line, if you're in your 50s or above, you too can reflect on the little miracles that brought you where you are today. Reflect on them. Share them with others. Be a reflection of those miracles that you lived. You youngsters here need to pay attention to this as well. You have older individuals in your life. Seek them out for counsel. Get them to share their wisdom and their miracles with you. And finally, reflect on yourself as the miracles that you have experienced that brought you where you are today. So what is the advantages of getting older? Certainly not greater flexibility or greater energy, that's for sure. Actually, it's just the opposite. And somehow, we learn to live with it. But we do have more wisdom and more miracles to share with others. And for this, we are thankful. Share them. Claim them. Give thanks for them. And what better segue into today's offering, because we can all give thanks to God for the blessings that he has given us by attending the 102nd Thanksgiving dinner, which is being held tomorrow in the parish hall. Hope to see you all there. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.